We're moving on now to licensing. There's a draft cover sheet, and the reason it's draft is because of there's separate items here. And so, unlike the mistake I made last year, what I'd like to do is take a presentation from everyone, and then the commission will take action. It looks like we have six different organizations making requests here today. You have that information and materials. So with that, I'll turn it over to licensing.
Good afternoon, Chair Quilton, members of the commission, Emily Cooper, Licensing Bureau Chief with FWP. This agenda item is the selection of organizations to auction the 2021 licenses for moose, sheep, goat, mule deer, and elk licenses. We have a proposal from the Wild Sheep Foundation for the sheep license, the Mule Deer Foundation for the Mule Deer license, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for the elk license, Montana Ducks Unlimited for the moose license, Safari Club International Great Falls for the goat license, and Grand Slam Club Ovis for any license. I just want to throw out a note that last year, these particular licenses brought in $447,000 when auctioned by the organizations.
Great. So I'm going to go ahead and start with, as it's listed on the agenda here, with the presentation by the Wild Sheep Foundation. Do we have someone to make a presentation on that?
I see Kurt Ulf is listed as an attendee.
I would assume that Mr. Ulf would be involved. Kurt, if you're listening in, would you?
Emily, can you hear us? Sorry.
Ken.
Do we know if these folks have been cleared as participants in some fashion, or how are we? Probably not. But again, if there's someone here.
Chairman Quilton, what was the name that you gave again?
Well, I know that Kurt Ulf.
He's here, and I'll allow him to talk.
Okay.
Mr. Ulf, are you, can you hear us?
Unmute?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, sorry guys, I was trying to call in on the phone and I wasn't getting through, so thank you for making this work. This is our application for our annual application for auctioning off the Montana Bighorn Sheep Permit. We've done it since 1986, and last year's permit was the second highest of all the permits auctioned off last year, and one of the fifth highest in the whole record since 1986. So we're going strong and generating revenue for Montana's Wild Sheep Program. This year, you know, with COVID.
Oh, shoot. Kurt, you got muted somehow again.
How are we doing?
Now you're back.
Okay. So I know there's questions with COVID, you know, what these organizations are doing. And you know, our sheep show is usually that first, second week in January. It's scheduled for the 14th of January to start that week. But we've been in planning already for over a month on another track, and that's to go virtual. We're the first one out of the chute. We've sent letters out to our sponsors, our collaborators. I think there's even some agency letters that are ready to go out, but we intend on going ahead full speed. If it's virtual, we're already partway down the road looking at how we're going to do that. And you know, the organization is small, it's nimble, and we're pretty excited about actually doing a virtual one if that's where we end up. So all speed ahead, and we expect that those auction permits for the states and certainly Montanans will will be as competitive as it's ever been in the past. So we're prepared to do our work. It'll be a live auction, virtual live auction. And quite frankly, a lot of the auctions, a lot of people have bought the permits, haven't been in person. They've either phoned in or they've had a surrogate in the audience anyway. So we fully expect a good event and a good auction for Montana's permits this year. So I stand for questions. I might also add that Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has submitted for the first time since 93, three really good grants on projects that you'll be addressing later this afternoon and then at your October commission meeting, and I'll save my comments for that. So I stand for questions if there are any.
Great, Kurt. Are there any questions for Mr. Ault? Okay. Thank you, Kurt. We all know how much we benefit here in Montana from the Wild Sheep Foundation. Next presenter on my list would be Grand Slam Club. And so it's again star nine, and John will recognize you and allow you into the meeting.
Yes, this is Robert Sanders. I'm manager of conservation programs for Ducks Unlimited. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can. Let's go ahead. Hello. And go ahead, Mr. Sanders.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. Just wanted to say a few words. I think our application for the 2021 moose tag was pretty comprehensive. We appreciate it's been, I believe this is our fifth year with the moose tag, and we've averaged over $30,000 per tag. We'll be auctioning this as we have in the past with very good participation, combination of live auction and call-in auction at our Helena Banquet this coming February. So that's been very successful, and I'll keep it brief. I know I learned a lot more about the Madison River than I ever cared to know this morning, but I know probably want to move this ahead. So I appreciate the participation and the support of Ducks Unlimited, and we'll do our best to get the top dollar for this moose tag next year.
Thank you. Do we have anybody from Grand Slam Ovis to provide their presentation? Okay, I'm going to move to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
This is Matt Ashley here. Can you hear me?
I can, Mr. Ashley. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Matt Ashley from Anaconda, Montana, with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Commissioner Colton, members of the commission, thank you for the opportunity. RMEF has received the elk tag from my record show back in 2004, the last 17 years. That could be when the program was started. I was going to look that up and didn't get a chance. But this year, things are a little bit different for us, as for everyone. Had planned to host our tag at our Bozeman event, one of our larger chapter banquets in the state. Ended up not being able to have that event, so we pivoted that to an online auction, and we're able to fundraise and sell that tag for $54,000, which was a record this year, surpassing the 2019 record of $47,500. Really successful with that. We learned a lot with that online auction and virtual event in hosting that. That was paired with tags from several states across the West. We sent our application in with a plan to move forward for a virtual auction in 2021 with the Montana Statewide Elk Tag, with a plan to grow that and grow our advertising for that and hopefully surpass that record amount this year. So appreciate the opportunity allowing RMEF to apply again this year, and hope to surpass our record again this year in 2021.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ashley. Are there any comments or questions for Mr. Ashley from the commission? If Safari Club International, Great Falls chapter. And again, *9, and I believe Shauna or Kim can let you into the meeting.
Chair Colton, I'm not seeing anyone raising their hands.
Okay. Again, so nobody from the Safari Club. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Sorry. I still am not. Sorry.
So do we have someone from the Safari Club? Is that correct?
No, someone got unmuted. That was Mr. Sanders. I'm not seeing anyone raising their hands.
Okay, anybody from the Mule Deer Foundation? And again, it'd be *9. Okay, looks like we do have someone here from the Mule Deer Foundation.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Chris Fortune, Montana Regional Director for the Mule Deer Foundation. Thanks for having us on here. I appreciate you, Chairman, and members of the commission. Just really brief, it's been a tough year for all of us organizations trying to raise money for wildlife habitat. And we are moving forward with our plans of having our Western Hunting and Conservation Expo in Salt Lake City in February. Obviously, we don't have a crystal ball to look into and see if that's going to plan out or not, but we are definitely moving forward with it. And we have high expectations with this tag. We appreciate the opportunity to raise some much needed habitat revenue with this tag. And can't thank you enough for considering the Mule Deer Foundation for the use of this.
Thank you, Mr. Fortune. Any questions from Mr. Fortune? Before I call for commission action, I'll just make sure that there's nobody here from either Grand Slam Club or Safari Club International. I think Safari Club was asking, the Great Falls chapter was asking for the goat, and Grand Slam was asking for any license. Okay, seeing no one, I will turn it back for commission action.
Mr. Chair, are you fine if we put all these together?
Yeah, I think so. Unless that causes Quentin or Martha any concern.
Chair Colton, no concerns here. Okay, I'll do the best I can. Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve the Wild Sheep Foundation, the Bighorn Sheep Auction Tag, Ducks Unlimited, the Moose Auction Tag, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, the Elk Auction Tag, SCI Great Falls the Goat Tag, and the Mule Deer Foundation, the Mule Deer Auction Tag to be awarded in the 2021 auction licenses.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or discussion from the commission? Any comment from the... Oh, go ahead, Logan.
I just, thanks for all these groups that have partnered with us through many projects. And I think it's good just to kind of keep it the same with the uncertainties of things.
Yeah. Any further comment? Any comment from the public before I call for the vote? Comment from the public on the motion at hand. Seeing none, thanks to all the presenters. Thanks to those groups that have participated with us. And I can thank, all of these organizations have been awarded here today. We've worked with closely. Seeing no further comment, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. We are now only a half an hour behind schedule. So that's encouraging. We will move to wildlife.